white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball, fucker.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the
gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. Walk the beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No,
fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Don't call me a cunt.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick, cunt. Fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hello?
Hi, you looking for Richard?
How may I help you?
Hey, Richard. How you doing, bud? Listen, calling from over here at Glasses USA. Understand you're having the Glasses USA. Understand you're having a problem with an order.
Yes.
All right. What can I help you with? I understand it's been a couple of weeks since you've made your order, and you're still in waiting for your glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And has anything updated on your tracking to indicate there's been movement through the system?
No.
Okay. All right, no updating. All right, and let's see. I do see you're in Virginia. Is that correct? I'm looking at the correct account.
That is correct. All right.
Okay. Looking here, I appear to have found what the issue seems to be. Because there is a shortage of coal currently, we're mandated to use coal trucks to bring your glasses in Virginia. It's going to take just a little bit longer.
Coal trucks.
Yeah, well, we have to get some 14, 15-year-old boys with strong backs to shovel coal into the back of the truck in order to stoke the fire. And so we have a shortage of coal and a shortage of young men with strong backs.
What kind of bullshit is this?
I'm sorry?
What are you telling me?
It's specialized trucks for delivery.
What does a truck have to do with a pair of glasses?
Well, they're the delivery vehicles. It's mandated by the government. There's a big furnace on the back of the flatbed truck with your glasses on it, and they have to shovel in the coal as they go, and they stoke the fire. Are you serious? Yeah. Well, it's a Virginia specification only. That's why I had to look it up. But apparently it's a mandate for your state. So it's going to be it's going to be about an additional 2 to 2.5 weeks.
Hello? I don't believe a word you're saying.
Wait, which part, sir? Hello?
Where are these glasses coming from?
From us here at Glasses USA.
And where is that?
Like the headquarters? Or the shipping center?
Both.
Okay, well, the headquarters is here, is over in, it's in New York City. Shipping center is located in Boston, Massachusetts. I do have a supervisor that it is available if you'd like to speak with them, and they could probably elaborate a little further on the situation.
Yeah. Let me talk to somebody who makes more sense than you're making.
All right. Let me go ahead and just hit a couple of buttons here, and you'll be talking to my supervisor.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sir. I understand you have an issue with your order.
That is correct.
Yeah, I do, too. Let me tell you, I placed an order with this fucking company about a month ago, and I still haven't got my glasses. I'm thinking about quitting. I can't work for an organization that operates this way.
What is this a bullshit conversation? I have no idea. Who is this?
This is Jack.
The other guy's telling me they got to be put on a truck that burns coal? You're telling...
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're definitely committed to clean coal. Don't worry about all the mercury that gets into the salmon and stuff. It's good for you. And, but I'm upset, too. I understand why you're upset.
What the fuck are you talking about? Mercury and salmon, coal trucks? What does all that have to do with a pair of glasses?
Well, it's all connected in a way.
Is this a joke?
No, I mean, the joke is that we're both waiting for our glasses, and this company is holding our money. I mean, I work for the company, and they still haven't sent me my glasses. I mean, I have to do my job. They do have to accommodate for me. So what they did is they got me one of those big magnifying glasses, you know, like Inspector Gadget. And then I have to like look at the screen with it. And I also drive that way too. Probably not the safest thing.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack. Hey, come here for a second.
Okay.
Put him on mute real quick, but listen.
One
of the DeLuca boys, he fell into the coal fire in the back of the truck. It's going to be at least 6 months.
Oh no, he'll make a good fire. It'll stoke it, and then it'll get real hot, and we make the glass.
Yeah, but we're gonna be short one shoveler.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. What about that neighborhood kid?
We lost him last year in the Chance Wilkins shipment.
Oh. Yeah. Well, who's going to cut your grass? Chance was like your guy.
See if we can get this guy a pair of glasses quicker, if he'll come cut my grass.
All right. Yeah, I'll bring him back on and try to make some kind of deal. All right. Sir, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, sorry I left you on hold there for a second. We were just discussing what options we have to get you your glasses quicker.
I don't know who this is, but this was the most ridiculous phone call that I have received, and I can't remember when. Nothing you're telling me makes any sense whatsoever. Nothing you're saying makes any sense whatsoever. This is a joke, right?
I mean, there is the tuna problem, but... See, we can't make your glasses fast enough because we burn more coal than the more the mercury gets into the tuna, too. You don't want that mercury tuna, do you?
Unbelievable. Who is this really?
Oh, this is Jack. I work for Glasses USA. We're, you know, really interested in solving the problem here today.
You work for Glasses USA. You're talking about coal-fired trucks and mercury in tuna fish. How does
and salmon.
Tuna fish, salmon, pickerel, whatever. You know, this is so ridiculous, it's almost funny. I mean,
if you're willing to wait longer, we can use our solar ovens. Those take a while.
Unbelievable.
I mean, how badly do you need these glasses? I mean, have you tried squinting?
Ask him what his prescription is.
Oh yeah, that could be what's slowing down the order. Is your prescription like a Celestron grade, or is it more like a Hubble Deep Field?
I have no idea what either of those things mean.
His glasses is going to take about a barrel and a half of oil to make.
We've got this note in here. It says something about. It does say something about the strength of your prescription. It says, the technician made a note here. It says, dude's glasses so thick, he could look into a map and see people waving at him. Oh, I don't think I was supposed to read that. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, the obstetrician has a note here as well. It says, I would love to insult him, but I don't think I could do a better job than nature already did.
Yeah, those are internal notes. Should be read.
How am I able to see that, though? I'm not even a manager here.
Who are you?
I mop around here. The phone rang, and I answered, and this guy, he said he had glass problems.
You mean you're not even on our customer service team? You're just a janitor?
Yeah, I had to pee, but he answered the phone. I got the extension. Oh. I got the extension right now.
Huh. Sir, maybe you should try calling back this number, and maybe you'll get to customer service. I don't know how you got to us.
Yeah, I got the extension in the bathroom. I want to make a pee.
I didn't call anybody. Y'all just called me.
Shut up.
We talked about this. Well, actually, we didn't. You're a janitor. You don't have any customers.
I'm trying to pee, and he's making me shy.
You just gotta count. Like if you got stage fright when you gotta pee, you just start counting like backwards. 4, 3, 2, 1.
But I can't just turn a faucet on. These are motion activated. I look a fool.
Sir, do you have anything you can say that would help him pee? I don't know what to do.
Uh,
I can't stand and let this go. I gotta sit down. I commandeered a stall.
You commandeered a stall.
Yeah. I don't make poo poo caca in the urinals. I use a toilet, a big man's toilet. It's got big tensile strengths just for me because I'm big. I'm big in the pants.
Did you put the little gasket down before you sat on the toilet, or did you just go bare ass?
No, I lift the seat. I'm sitting directly on the bowl. I don't need the seat. I got a big man's ass.
Well, you could sit in like a chair position.
Yeah.
Without making contact.
Yeah, I hoover.
Well, maybe we should promote you. I mean, if you can hover during a bowel movement, you're obviously management material. I'm confident you're the caliber
person. Where the fuck
person.
Did that come from?
Who are you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, is this his baby?
You people, the two of you that are on this telephone line.
Sir, that's racist.
Do what?
I'm gonna report you to Senator Manchin, because you're racist.
I'm racist.
Yeah. Now what are you gonna do about this baby? His baby needs you.
Well, if it's his baby, it's probably gonna need glasses, and I don't think we're gonna be able to make them in time.
Sir, we can ship your baby back to you with your glasses, but it's gonna be 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, myopia is genetic, so your baby's going to need to become a Glasses USA customer at some point.
Yeah. Sir, if you give me just a moment, I will go ahead and get the coal truck on the line to see where they're at with your glasses.
Get the coal.
All right, we got the coal guy. Richard? Richard's the coal guy. Hey, this guy says he needs his glasses right now. He ain't going to stand for this anymore. He says, get him over there. Get him over there now. No, Richard, be careful. Richard? I told you these goddamn coal trucks are not stable enough to be taking those sharp turns.
Did we just lose another coal guy?
Yeah. Oh my god, we lost a truck too. Sir, I hope you're happy with your demands. We lost a man of 6 months and a good coal truck.
Oh, I'm sorry for y'all.
Yeah. You don't sound sorry, but...
Yeah. Sounds like you kind of wished it upon him, sir.
You're not doing voodoo. You don't have a little voodoo doll of our coal truck driver, do you?
A voodoo doll of your coal truck driver?
Yes.
Sir, is your sleep medication, is your Ambien kicking in? Why'd you all of a sudden go slow-mo?
Who, me?
Yeah, you went. You sound like Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura when he did the football play in slow mo in the reverse. Are you thinking in backwards? Okay. Are you thinking slow and in backwards?
Yeah, it's pretty tricky doing that, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't do that. My hard drive in my brain works fantastically. It's an SSD. I don't have one of those fucking disk things in my head.
Man, I don't know what y'all got in your head.
Drugs.
Coal.
But I don't get drug tested. I'm just a janitor.
Yeah, we actually don't care what he's on.
When I do drugs, I clean faster, and I clean at a higher efficiency rate.
Oh, that's good. They ought to give you more of them now.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, as much drugs as I take, I at all costs avoid mercury from the tuna and the salmon and the coal.
Mm-mm-mm. You sound like you like that.
Yeah. He's a deviant. He's laughing at the death of our company.
I'm just baffled by this conversation.
Well, sir, this is what happens when you get customer service later at night. You get the substandard customer service. All the people that do an excellent job, they get to make their own schedule, and they generally work the a.m. and the afternoon shifts so they could be home at night with their loved ones. We're what's left.
Yep.
Oh. You're what's left.
Yeah, we're the little bits of peanut butter stuck at the bottom of the jar that are dried up.
We're the other guys.
Can't really,
chunky or smooth?
Chunky. There's only one answer to that question.
Yeah, is he calling me fat?
He did call you chunkies.
Yeah. I mean, we're just guys that get stuff done. We're the blue collar phone men.
Yeah, we get to drink at work too. See?
Yeah. We watch all kinds of things on the company computers too.
You watch all kinds of things on the company.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen, he's into it. I'm just gonna hit play. We don't have to keep this paused. We'll just he can enjoy. But look at that guy. You notice how he wore the black socks? He still wore it. Like, everything else came off, but he kept the black socks. That's a sign of a man who has self-esteem. This guy's going places.
Yeah.
Are they Carhartt socks, though? Yeah.
You know what? I can't tell from you. Can we zoom in? Did we charge him an extra fee? Because this is company phone call time. Did we put the assistance fee? Because he keeps messaging about it. He keeps asking. He's like, hey, where are my glasses all the time?
Oh, God.
Sir?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what do you need glasses for anyway?
I bet he has
to get that. What makes you think I need glasses?
Well, you get the fuck out of here. Why don't you wear contact lenses?
Yeah, why don't you get laser eye surgery?
You broke fuck.
Who is this?
Glasses USA, of course. Why won't you believe that?
For the very professional. Why
won't I believe that?
Correct.
Because you all have been babbling for about 20 minutes now, making no sense of anything.
No. We make perfect sense, sir. I just don't. What are you not following?
Anything that you all have said in the past 20 minutes.
You want us to start over? We can.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Here. Hang on. Let's start over. We'll pretend I'm the aunt. Hi. Looking to reach Richard, please.
There's no one here by that name.
There's no one named Dick there?
No, uh-uh.
Hey, Dick. Heard you got some glasses from over here at Glasses USA, and you're having a hell of a time delay. 2 weeks now you've made an order. Are you having a problem still?
Am I having a problem?
Yeah. Are you still having an issue with your order status? Order ID number is 10407555-8. Is that correct? You ordered an express 3 to 5 business days, and it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. And you're telling me it's going to be another 2 weeks.
It's going to be 6 months now.
6 months. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the coal truck went over. If you're not happy with that, I can pass you over to my manager, Jack.
I thought I was talking to your manager.
Okay,
Jack.
Give me a moment. I'll pass you over to Jack.
Hello. How y'all doing?
I'm not sure. How y'all doing?
What's wrong with your eating habits?
What's wrong with what?
What's wrong with your eating habit? I told you Yes, eating habit.
Eating habits.
I told you, you have 2 months, lose 60 pounds. You only lost 8 pounds. What's the problem with that?
What?
Hello.
This conversation is going over my head.
You talk about you want weight loss surgery. You got to prove that you can lose 50 pounds in 1 month.
That I could lose 50 pounds in 1 month.
If you can lose 50 pounds in 1 month, we'll send you the glasses.
Well, that's mighty sweet of you. Suppose I only lose 48 pounds in a month.
No glasses. No glasses.
Well. No glasses for you. No, seriously, dude, I'm in the same boat as you. I'm waiting for my glasses, USA glasses, so there you go. They should have sent you an email saying they're going to express ship them to you. Look for that email.
Oh, here comes the email.
When was this email sent?
We're sending it right now. I'm printing it out, and we're going to email it to you.
You're printing it out. What good is that doing for me?
That's how we email.
Yeah, don't you have a fax machine?
No.
We wanted to let you know that due to circumstances beyond our control, the production of your order was delayed. Your item is almost ready and will be shipped within 6 business days. Now, mind you, they said it would take 6 business days to produce in the first place, and that was 2 weeks ago. As compensation for the delay, we will be sending your order to you by express shipping once the order is complete. You should have received that. Did you?
Once the order, well, I don't know. I haven't looked at my email today.
Did you go to the post office to check your email yet?
No.
Yeah, you got to go to the post office. You show them a little. Go to post office, you say, I want to check my email. And then they'll come and they'll print it. They'll print it out for you, and then they'll give it to you.
Do you guys do this often?
Provide excellent customer service? Yes, we do.
Where are you people?
Oh, he said you people again. Hang on, let me document this. This is like the third time.
Document that.
I'm documented. This is the third time.
Well, what is it? Okay, what?
No, listen. Are you upset? Are you upset with the hue of my skin? What is the matter with you? Why do you keep saying this? You're hurting my feelings.
I have no idea if you even have any skin. How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Then why'd you use the N-word?
Oh, this just took a dark turn.
I never used the N-word.
You used a hard R. Document.
A hard?
Yep. There he goes again, using the hard R. Documenting.
Yeah, we used a hard R in Mercury, too.
A hard R in
Mercury. Yep. You see how easily it just flows right off of his tongue?
Yeah, he's like, Mercury. Fish coal. Mercury.
I wonder if this guy knows about fash.
Fash, yeah. Fash and the ketchup. Where's Cat?
All right, sir, do you have anything else I should be documenting here?
I don't care what the fuck you document.
All right, let's document that.
He's hurt.
Yeah, cussing again.
Hurt.
Yep.
He used the F word.
Yep, here's the report. Printing it out.
Sir, can you mail us a quarter for the swear jar we have here in the office?
Yeah. Who's your local congressman that you would like this report sent to?
How long is this going to go on?
Hang up this phone.
Until I hang up this phone.
Yeah.
So, you go on for another hour?
Another two.
You've already been going on for a half an hour.
I know.
asshole.
But the show is 3 hours long. So.
The show. What show? Asshole.
The work. Shoot. The work show. Yeah.
The work. Work. Show. Asshole.
Sorry, we have asshole. We have a colleague with Tourette's. He's just in the background.
A collie with Tourette's.
A collie. Yeah, a dog with Tourette's. Yep, got it right.
A dog with Tourette's. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a border collie with Tourette's. He just walks around the office saying asshole.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
The border collie.
Where can I get one of those?
Where can I get a dog like that?
From your local humane shelter? Humane Society shelter machine?
They
Yeah, what they do is they raise the dog behind a bar, and the dog hears all the curse words, and then it becomes vulgar. It's like training,
asshole.
You know, like you train a service dog, but we train vulgar dogs.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I just want you to know that the dog would get its glasses before you, though.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. The dog has Tourette's, and he's also has vision problems.
Yeah, he's got the trifecta. I mean, think about it. How many times have you walked past somebody's yard and you just hear woof, woof? Wouldn't you like to have it mixed up and hear fuck you, asshole? Like, wouldn't it be great if a dog could say that?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That's what I'm saying. So, what's on tap for the rest of tonight?
You asking me that?
Yeah, hang on. We got the coal driver on the line. Coal driver, are you there? Do you have your pen?
Yes, this is Arthur. I'm the coal driver. How's it going, my friend?
All right, we got him back. We got him off the truck.
Sorry about that.
Hey, what happened with the truck? This guy's glasses are very important.
Well, I had to pull over, and I hit the side of the road there. There's really no excuses for it. There was a couple horses on the highway there, and I had to pull over really quick.
Okay, but are his glasses okay?
Well, the glasses kind of, there was a little incident, and it fell over. I would say it's A-okay, but that's just me. There's a little crack going, but...
Okay, sir, there's a crack in your glasses. We have a 15% off coupon for you.
Well, that's awful good of you.
I know.
So, well, there's another problem, though, that we may want to make a 20%. Because when I was driving, I dropped it, and I ran over it.
You ran over the glasses?
Yeah, because I figured I don't give a shit anymore, and I just want to get to the local bar and get drunk.
Oh, you're the drunkard.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the driver.
All right.
I kind of got thrown in on this with the Bluetooth.
Sir, how long ago did your wife leave you? And why are you this lonely?
Did my wife leave me?
Yeah, and what made you this lonely? You.
Asshole. What made me this what?
Lonely.
Asshole. I'm not lonely.
Yeah, but why are you still on the phone? Where's your wife? Why did she leave you? And why did she have sex with your best friend while you watched?
Because that's the way we like it.
Asshole. Oh, you're a cuck. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm into that cuckold shit. I have a friend named Ted. You probably talked to him before. I'm into that kind of stuff. I kind of ran over your glasses so I could get in touch with you. It's a plot twist.
Are y'all still there?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. We're waiting on you, brother.
Yeah.
We're waiting on you.
Your wife's here. Your wife's here. Why are you late? Your wife's here. Why are you not here?
It takes two. Me and you.
Asshole.
So that's what the kids say.
Hey guys, let's run a train on his wife. Put the theme song on.
Thank you.
She'll like that.
She likes Holiday Road?
Yeah, she's a big Chevy Chase fan.
But sir, I don't understand why I was brought into this conversation. I'm just a coal truck driver, sir. What's going on?
He wanted an update on his glasses. He's really selfish.
Oh, like his shot glasses or his actual sunglasses or his eyeglasses?
No, his blind-seeing eye dog glasses.
Oh, yeah, those are gone. I thought you were talking about the shot glasses, brother. I threw those
out. No, he feels entitled to monopolize our time because he's one of those people, you know, those people. He keeps saying to us, but he's one of those people.
I think you have that. I'm not monopolizing your time. You're monopolizing my time.
I'll tell you what. I have a 10-point program on how to beat Monopoly. Don't talk over me, sir. I appreciate you.
But this is almost too ridiculous to hang up on.
Well, it's not that ridiculous, sir. I got brought in here.
I'm just waiting for what one of you assholes is going to say next.
Hey, hang on, No, I gotta censor him. He can't be cussing on this recorded line.
That's not very polite. That's very not polite, sir. What I'm
calling us fucking asshole.
I'm here with my man Ted. We're in the truck here with the coal, and we threw the glasses out the window and ran them over on accident. I was just brought in here on the Bluetooth, so I don't even know what's going on. But sir, you don't need to be using the A language. That's not the A hole. That's not a polite thing to do. Sir, are you American?
Am I American?
Yeah, you probably go to the planet. I am a proud American. You probably go to the planet.
You got a degree.
And throw things on the ground, getting the lunk alarm going off. That's probably the type of person you are, sir.
I have no idea what you just mumbled.
Yeah, I'm not mumbling.
Sir, we have some special care instructions for your glasses when you receive them. Do you have like a pen handy or something?
Yeah, put them on your head.
I am the pen.
I could remember what.
Hi, is that Tom? Is Tom available?
Tom.
Yeah.
Who's Tom?
Don't worry about it.
So
you can't just tie up our lines and expect us not to call other customers and get them straightened out just because you're confused. Hello, ma'am. Is Tom available, please?
We'll get Tom on the line. We'll talk to him, too.
I am getting Tom. Don't tell me how to do my job. Don't teach your bop how to fuck, okay? Hi, I'm trying to reach Rachel, please.
Who's calling?
This is Hank. I'm calling from over here at Allside Windows.
Oh, hi, Hank.
Hi, how are you?
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. I understand you're having some problems with your warranties.
Oh, my gosh. I have been... I mean, I have emails and emails and emails, and it's been like over a year going back and forth.
Dealing with the windows?
Yeah, with the windows.
Uh-huh. And what's wrong with the windows? Are they in what way are they defective?
So the a couple of the windows, the you know how they're double panes?
Double panes, yes. Very impressive.
Yeah, so inside it's like all like you can't see out of it. It's all foggy. So
condensation's getting inside.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then another one, which I had called about probably years ago,
right?
When I open the window, like it doesn't stay up,
uh-huh.
And that one's been going like. I don't know. It's missing something, but it you can't keep it up. It just comes back down.
Okay.
That's
an easy fix. We have there's a blue accessory that'll keep it up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's just something. It's blue. It's a little blue round disc. We'll put it in the window. It'll keep it straight up and down.
Yeah, I'm just trying to pull up the email because I had it, because I had to give, they were like, and this is all through email. No, like, yeah, nobody would talk to me on the phone. You're the first person I'm talking to.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, every time I was like, can I just speak to someone? Because sometimes it's easier just to go through it than...
Well, I mean, sometimes, because there are some representatives that, of course, don't speak the English very well.
Right. Yeah, that's true, too.
Right.
But I was going back and forth with the emails, and they were saying, like, you had to... You know, I went and got the number off the window, and, like, mm-hmm, I for my picture window, I had them change it into a bay window. So there wasn't the number. It was, like, just very difficult. But right, I have everything, like, the window number and what's wrong with it. Okay. And I sent pictures and everything.
You know, I've dealt with this a few different times. We actually, and I could get in a little bit of trouble for telling you this. We purposely, because we had so many jobs and we had a ton of overstock with, we bought a bunch of windows from China during the pandemic that were faulty from a factory over there. A lot of what they called COVID gas were trapped in between the panes and stuff. So we got a really good deal on them. So we installed those knowing that they were faulty and that at some time we were going to have to replace them.
If whoever would just get back to you, like,
right.
And the thing is, and maybe this is a pro and a con, I was in customer service and I was literally, I was, you know, I get it. Like, you got to go through your, you know, the process and I get all that, but it's like, it was like,
No. Let me talk
Hello.
To him.
I'm sorry. No, I've got it. I don't need you over here. My supervisor is... She doesn't think I'm handling this call very properly.
Oh.
So she's over in her cubicle and she's yelling at me.
Okay.
I think I'm doing right. Fine. I mean, what... do you think I'm handling it appropriately so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, she says we're good. She says... All right, she just picked up the other line, and I know this is very appropriate.
So am I being punked here?
No. But she's telling me that you have to sing "He's Doing a Great Job" in order for this call to continue.
Wait, what?
That's what she... listen, she's my boss. I've only been here for 2 weeks.
All right, so I'm being punked big time here.
Is that even still on?
So you're not... You're not from there.
No, I'm from All Side. And I'm confused because I thought that show went out in, like, the early 2000s.
I don't know. Maybe they.
I'm just not sure what's funny about defective windows.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on there because there's some crazy shit happening.
Right. And hang on just a second, Kat, grab this other line here. Hang on, I'm getting my supervisor on the line here. Kat, grab the phone. Grab the other extension. Extension 1289.
What do you want?
Like, no, she doesn't believe me that you're saying she has to sing "I'm Doing a Great Job" in order for me to continue this call. She thinks I'm faking it.
Yeah, it's something new we put into action. We thought it'd be good for employee morale. So if you could just please sing.
It would. And maybe you should sing to me that you're a great customer.
Oh, you don't want her to sing?
No, that's not a thing. Yeah.
I've seen her around the water cooler, ma'am.
So what are you guys doing? Like, what's the big joke here?
There's no joke. I'm just doing my job.
Okay.
And so she tells me what to do, and if I don't do it, I get wrote up.
Okay.
So if you can just sing that I'm doing a great job, I'll continue the call and I'll try to get these windows replaced. Like I said, they've only just now allowed me to call you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I can't even sing because my throat is hurt, so that ain't gonna happen.
I'll throw her. Okay. I mean, can you understand that, Kat? Her throat's hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that's not an excuse.
Well, yeah, I definitely, trust me, can't sing.
I mean,
well,
ma'am,
you got to do it so we can all go home.
Yeah, ma'am. She has the man pants on. She took off my pants and she's wearing them now. So your ball's in her court.
Well, you guys could sing. I can. You hear my voice is all scratchy.
I mean, guys.
You can sing like Joan Jett.
Yeah, let's all sing, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. You fill in for me. If I sing, your ears will bleed. So I'm just gonna back out.
Hello.
So right. You guys gonna? I'm ready to hear you guys sing.
Oh, you want us to sing? Okay, give me.
I do.
All right, hang on. All right, here we go. We're gonna sing. Here we go. We're singing.
Your windows.
We're singing. I hope you're happy. We're singing.
I'm very happy that you're singing.
We're singing so good. We're a cohesive group.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We sing so well together.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, sing louder for us. This is a customer, guys. Guys, this is a customer. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's sing Sodomy Night. Let's sing that one. Come on. Yeah. Oh, Sodomy Night. The asshole's wide and gaping. Hello? You know the words. You know all the words. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Are you guys
good? Hi. We were singing. Is that your wife? She demanded we sing.
That was singing?
Yes. We were singing a cappella. And then we turned the music on, and we got real with it.
Let's read them some
cards. No, we found the lights on here.
Hey, what's the matter? Can she not handle her own affairs? What's the matter? What's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her? I don't know. How's your English making it?
What your name is?
Ask your money make. Yeah. How you money make?
Yeah, how you money... Listen, do I need to call Sally and ask her what your name is? What your name is?
Ooh, hey. Golly. You're cute. What's your name?
Hey, is this Dick? Is that Dick that's on the phone? I'm looking at the warranty registry. Is this Dick?
Yeah, no. That's
what your mama called. Well, big in front of it, though. Sounds like you guys are just swapping Dick with the three of you.
Hey, Richard. Hey, listen, you're the one that has the first name of Richard. I mean, they call you Dick, don't they?
Your mama does. Big.
They call you what?
Don't call my mama.
That's what your mama calls me. Big Dick.
No.
She loves quite a deep throat on her.
I don't think it means
Whoa, there's a lot of guys now. What is going on?
A lot of guys? Were you guys fucking each other again?
Sir, we were never fucking. We were singing.
That's not what it sounded like over here.
No, listen, our choir leader, right, John Sakadorian, has taught us very well.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm busy because I have company, and you're boring me. So have a good night.
Yeah, well, your fallopian tubes are defective. I can pull up whatever you would like. If you want a business, you want a...
I'll do a customer service kind of call.
All right, let's see.
Very good.
Well, you're going to talk to Christy.
Okay.
Hopefully. And Christy, she has a problem with Zales, a jewelry store. She said they're keeping her ring, won't fix it, won't repair it, won't return it.
Oh, no. Let's help her out.
Yeah, and in 2 weeks, she's going to be marrying Big Beth Ann Olson Machine Incorporated. Beth Ann Olson.
All right, listen.
Yeah. All right. We're dialing. We'll see if they answer.
Hello?
Hey, this is Dick from Zales. How are you doing today?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no?
Yes. That was the best reaction ever.
No, 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 no.
Jag,
no.
You talked to her before?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about, but no, I've never talked about her before.
She noped right off the fucking line. No.
That was my side chick, man. Come on.
All right, we'll try calling her back. We'll try calling her back.
Hello?
Hi, I was trying to reach Christy about her ring from Zales.
It's 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
I know. We just found the ring, though. It was on the floor.
You found the ring?
Yeah, the ring. It was on the floor. I'm sorry. That's our janitor right there. He was a gentleman that just spoke to you a minute ago. He called. He just found it on the floor while he was cleaning.
Found what on the floor?
The ring that they were supposed to be repairing here.
The ring that they were supposed to repair and then aren't repairing and now want to refund me so I don't have a ring for my wedding day? That ring?
Right. They left a note here, if we found it, to give you a call.
I had no idea it was even missing.
Oh, yeah. We lost it a while ago. That's why we couldn't repair it.
You lost it?
Yeah.
Oh, they're getting better and better.
Holy fucking Christ.
Shut up back there. Apologize to me for saying no.
Yeah, no, settle down. This lady has a wedding coming up. She's understandably upset.
My husband.
Are you guys seriously with Zales? Because this is the most ridiculous conversation I've ever had.
No, he does the mopping and the sweeping. I at night I pull all the jewelry out so I can put it into the safe, and he just found it.
Well, neither one of you sound professional, and neither one of you sound like you actually work for the company.
Can I possibly speak to Beth then, if you're going to be unreasonable?
Absolutely not. Why is a 323 phone number calling me from supposedly Zales, which is in Appleton, Wisconsin, at 10 p.m. on a Saturday?
Because it's routed through from the corporate call center, ma'am.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, and I don't believe that.
Do you know how
voice works?
Do you know how voice over internet protocol works?
Do you know how professionalism works? It is 10 p.m. on a Saturday, and I didn't even know my ring was missing. Forgive me for thinking this is a little odd.
It's not missing anymore. It's found.
I
didn't know it was missing at all.
Well, somebody should have notified you of this.
I
think she dropped the ring.
Originally, the sales. You remember who the sales agent was that took your ring in when it was supposed to be fixed and repaired?
What a dumb bitch.
The manager?
Yeah, right. They didn't originally, when they helped you, didn't think you were a good fit with your fiancé and intentionally misplaced it.
This is not real. There's no way that this is a real conversation.
Ma'am, we can...
Hello?
Hi, Christy, you hung up.
I refuse to entertain this any further. You will discontinue calling me because now it's yet another phone number you're calling from. I will not
speak with
you. Ma'am,
again, VoIP works through the internet protocols. I don't control what numbers come through.
Sir, I worked in a call center for 10 years.
Okay.
Nice try. Do not call me again.
So you were a failure at your job? So, these are your 72 Patreons supporting the show machine for the month of April. We have, of course, Axpa, who's a man behind the scenes. He does a lot of help with the boards and the pushings of the buttons. He also runs community call nights in Dwight Court on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. He is always Patreon number one. We also have Jerry Seinfeld, Anti-Citizens Telephone Time. We have Audi Love, Believer for Life, Benjamin, Big Boy Fart 666, who just joined up last night, Brad Claus, Brendan, Brown Magic, Cactus, Crispy 808, Coco Polka Boba Carlos Trin, David Jarvis, Dharma Wheelies, Dragon Mirror, who is fantastic. He goes on at, 7 o'clock Eastern on Friday nights, right before you? 7 or 8. It's one of the two. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock East. We have also Dribbly Bob, Dwight's Cocksock, Electro Pirate, Eric Wright, ESSLO1, Ethan Bentley, Fucking Slayer 69, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Godrilla, Gold Rust, Hamilton Water Baby, Haifeng, Hobo Lobo, Horse Machine Ranch Person, Which they send me quite a few of the intro calls from Carlito they like to hear. I'll Fix Your Pipes, James Harrington, Jeff Golden, Jen F., John T. Fisherman, JT, Jules, Just Work Man, Carter Pillar, Kyle Madden, Lickety Split 972, who also did the Throne donation towards the air fryer earlier, Lou Uzi Vert, Liz B., Lonesome, Luis Menjivar, I fuck it up every time. Luke Jones, Mad Hatta, Maggie, Mark Window, Matthew Anderson, Max Power, Milk Box, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, who does a tap-tap-draw-draw artist shit around here, P.S., Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, Ryan Scheffler, Snappy Bakes, Some Dude, Sonam, Starless Sky, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, Vandershire, Vitas Vitas, Wasted Memory, Whiskey Pete, Xander Fett, and You Bastard Fuck. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Marcus.
Marcus Carla?
Oh, yeah, I'm over here at T-Mobile. Understand you're having a billing issue after you cancel service.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you want to run me through real quick? You've canceled, what is this showing, about 3 months ago?
Yes, sir.
Approximately 3 months ago. And are you still being billed on the same payment that you used when you initially set it up?
Yeah.
All right. And can I mark down exactly why you canceled service? It's going to make me put a reason down.
The service was going in and out.
It
wasn't reliable.
Okay, in and out. Now, did it have your consent when it was going in and out or no?
What do you mean consent?
Oh, did you consent to it?
No, I mean, as far as like the signals in the service, when I use the phone, the calls were going in.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right. Because I talked to Dulux. Did you deal with that representative?
Yeah.
Okay, and all he notated on here was air fryer machines, and he put $100. I'm trying to figure out here. Was $100 about the price that they charged on your card?
No, I was charged the last payment was $166 they charged.
Okay.
And that was after I called and spoke to somebody. Okay. I don't know if he noted my account correctly.
Okay, he marked on here $100. He charged you an extra $100 for an air fryer machine is what's notated on here.
On my T-Mobile bill?
Yeah, correct. He said that's what $100 of that $166 was allotted to.
Why would T-Mobile be charging me for an air fryer?
I'm just trying to read the, give me just a second. I'm just trying to read the notes that Dulux put on here. Let's see here. It's kind of broken English. It's real shorthand typing they put here. I wish people would use full sentences and, long form notes.
My issue is I'm speaking to someone foreign, and I've been dealing with this for over 3 months now.
Right. And like, you keep getting charged every month and you don't have the service. I understand completely where you're coming from. But he's got the same note on here every month, $100 air fryer machine. That doesn't make sense that he would allot $100 towards an air fryer every month from your account.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get a refund on the charges for the last couple months for the services. I spoke to someone yesterday and they explained to me that the bill in, February was from January. And I didn't cancel services until January.
Right.
So that bill was correct, but March and April were incorrect.
Right. You had an outstanding bill because you are 1 month behind your build 1 month ahead.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Right.
So it's, with the last two bills, I should not have been billed. I canceled in January.
Canceled in January.
After that bill that came out, there would have been no reason for me to be being billed. And they're saying, oh, someone forgot to cancel a line. And she even looked at it. There's no usage on that line for the past 2 years.
That line. Give me a second here. Let me pull this. You said no usage on the line.
Account?
Yeah. Give me just a second. All right. Let me hit there. All right. There's quite a list of usage numbers on this. I'm printing out the phone numbers that have been called on here. Oh my God. How is this still going? Give me a second. There's got to be a malfunction. There's got to be at least 1,200 numbers that have been called on this phone in the last month.
Not on last month, you're lying, because I didn't even have service with you guys last month.
It's still coming. It's not even narrowed down to just one area code. I mean, this is all over the country. This isn't even just like your local area. Who do you know in New York? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is that Melissa?
Who?
Melissa.
Melissa?
Yeah, Melissa.
¿Quién habla?
Is Robert there, possibly?
Robert?
Robert or Melissa?
Oh, no, there's no Melissa. Yo soy María, no Melissa.
Hey, listen, cállate, all right? Cállate.
Who's speaking?
My name is Dwight.
Right?
Yeah, Dwight.
All right.
I'm looking for Lemon Pledge.
Lemon Pledge?
Yeah.
Do
you use Lemon Pledge?
No, I say Maria, no Melissa.
So you're saying you don't use Lemon Pledge?
No, who's speaking?
My name is Lysol Borax.
No, this is not my name.
Lemon Pledge?
Okay.
Hello, Lemon Pledge?
Thank you. No. You plant in your house, not my house, okay?
No, do you clean?
What does me clean?
With Lemon Pledge, do you clean?
No, I'm not clean.
Maria, is this you? Sorry, it made me lose my shit. Fucking thinking of fucking Family Guy. No, Lemon Pledge, no.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie.
No.
No?
No.
No. You're saying no, then?
No, I'm not Stephanie.
Okay. So when can I expect her to be back?
Well, I don't know who the hell Stephanie is.
You don't know Stephanie Fitz?
No.
Okay. So she'll be back when?
I don't know who the hell she is, so she won't be back. This is my phone number.
Okay, but I have important things to speak with her about, so when can I expect
well,
to talk to her?
Well, you need to find out her phone number. You need to find out her real phone number because this ain't her.
But this is her phone number.
Well, no, it's not. It's mine.
And you're Stephanie.
No, I'm not.
Okay, who? What your name is?
It's none of your business.
Listen, Stephanie, I'm not a creditor. You don't have to run from me.
Okay, I'm not Stephanie.
I just want to talk about the finish line order for your son's prom machine shoes.
I don't deal with finish line. I don't have a son.
All right, listen. Don't be fucking ignorant, okay? Let's talk about this like adults.
Well, suck my dick, bitch.
That's not adult-like.
Hello?
Hey, is Stephanie around?
Who is this?
My name is Hank. I'm calling from Finish Line.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Hank calling from Finish Line. I understand from our social media team that you had some concerns, and so I was reaching out to you.
Yeah, we just had a really horrible incident, and it's just had me, like, really frustrated for days.
Okay. Do you want to explain to me kind of what's going on with
your
order?
Well, I can, and I realize it's probably not going to be important to you guys because it's a personal thing, but... My son, we had ordered him a pair of, it was the Jordan 1 Lowe's, and I paid the additional fees to do the expedited shipping and stuff to get them here because it was his senior prom, and we revolved his entire outfit, tux and everything around these shoes, and when they got to me, they were the high tops. If they're mids or high tops.
Instead
not...
of the low, the
Correct.
Low, the lows.
Correct.
Are these the casual? What color were they supposed to be?
They're the triple whites.
The triple whites. Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And they were hard to find. I looked every store in my driving distance, and that's why I had to order online because nobody had them.
Uh-huh.
But even more frustrating than that, I mean, obviously it was frustrating because, I mean, it was days before senior prom. There was nothing we could do to try to correct that. And I mean, we had had the tucks hemmed to the right length and stuff for those shoes. Uh-huh. And anyways, but the frustrating part too is also that when I called customer service, I mean, they for one, I couldn't understand them. It was broken English. They weren't understanding me. I wasn't understanding them. And they just kept saying, well, we're going to put you on hold.
I understand where you're coming from there. Those people, am I right?
Right. And I mean, I had to ask them even, I'm like, I'm not trying to be rude, but am I talking to someone in the U.S.? Because that's kind of how bad it was, the communication barrier.
Yeah.
But they just kept wanting to say, you know, I'm going to put you on hold and call a store near you. I'm going to call a store. And they just kept transferring me. And that's all they wanted to do was call stores near me. And I kept telling them, I have already called stores near me. No one had them. That's why I ordered online.
Right.
And I just felt really upset because in a situation like that was not our fault, where the, you know, the employee or whoever it was that packaged that made an error. I feel like there should be something in place where the company would be willing to expedite like an overnight shipping or something, because it's not the customer's fault.
And now has this problem already occurred, or is it still upcoming?
No, it. What do you mean? Has it what?
Is his prom over? Is it still upcoming? Is there time to get shoes to you?
No, sir. His prom was today. He's at prom currently right now.
Prom currently. Okay.
It wouldn't have been a big deal, but it was senior prom. You know, it's the big one, the one you plan for forever.
Right,
and it devastated him.
Yeah.
And they just seemed so uncompassionate about it. Like it was not a big deal when this, you know, and I know it shouldn't be. We'll look back on this and it'll just be a pair of shoes one day. But to him, that was like a catastrophe, and they just weren't very compassionate.
So what I can do, I guess, I know nothing's going to fix this. He's at prom currently. And you were looking for the triple white, Jordan Lowe's. What we can do, those are on back order still, but we'll still keep them coming. We'll still keep them coming. But what I can get to him sooner is we have a pair of they're a low top. They are also triple whites. They're the George Foreman grill shoes.
I've never heard of those.
They're like a cousin to the Air Jordan shoes. More reasonably priced, but they're up and coming right now.
They have the nice Velcro straps. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I mean, like I told the lady on the phone, I have three sons and a husband who's like a sneakerhead, so they're right. very particular about their shoes and the brands and the colors. And
okay.
So, I mean, we're okay now. I mean, prom's over and it's not a big deal. But like I said, I was very upset about the service and the customer service that was provided. They were just, like I said, they were not helpful. They were all, I mean, they just didn't. They weren't trying to try to fix it all. It was just, I'm sorry.
Yeah, currently the only thing I have in stock in the triple white Jordan Lowe's. We have two, it was a miscellaneous pair that got shipped here from overseas in China. It came here in their two left sneakers.
Gotcha.
So we don't have a functional pair.
Right. And that's okay. I mean, like I said, we don't need them now, so we can wait till they're back on stock or whatever. Like, they're not. It's not an urgent. You know, it's not an urgent issue now.
Okay.
I had mostly posted that not necessarily to get a pair of shoes or get that corrected, but I feel like as long-time customers, because like I said, I've got three boys and a husband who buy shoes religiously. I just feel like there needs to be some better customer service, especially when there's an instance like that.
Let me ask you, did your son, you said he's kind of a sneakerhead, did he go out and see the new Nike movie?
I haven't, honestly, I don't know.
It's just called, It's just called Air. It's about the Nike movie.
But we do. We want to.
Yeah. I'm going to spoil the movie for you a little bit. Jordan signs the deal. Yeah.
Yes, I imagine you do.
Few people know that about Nike. Jordan signs the deal.
Yes. Yes. Spoiler alert.
He becomes very famous. He makes a lot of money from the deal.
Yes, and then makes all these crazy shoes that kids just have to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you know about Nike, but the people that are dabbling in homosexuality, that's their shoe of choice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, especially the triple low whites.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, it's a big thing in the furry market. A lot of the clubs, like the I don't know, the LGBTQ nightclubs, very big people. They order it usually with the butt milk and the goo cleaning. It's a white, so it kind of whitewashes it. Yes.
Well, I do appreciate you reaching out. Like I said, I mean, we're okay. We don't really need shoes now. We got okay. through.
Can I ask? Did your son go to prom with a lady?
He did.
Okay. Was it a fully functioning lady?
Yes.
Okay. I was just asking for research. They give me a little They give me a little extra money, and I don't want to send you to the automated system to do the survey afterwards. So I thought I would ask myself. Yeah. What time do you expect him to be home? Did you give him a curfew?
Not really. He's 18.
Oh, so he comes and goes as he likes.
Yeah.
Okay. And give me just a second here. Now, are you able to move to your left just a little bit?
I'm sorry?
Can you move to the left just a little bit?
Yes.
I was looking for Miss Patricia.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm calling. My wife runs Stella Nails over here in Somerville. And I understand that you had an unworthy experience the other day when you brought your children in to have a pedicure.
Uh-huh.
And so I just wanted to reach out tonight and see if we can't come to some type of resolution, because you're a very I'm trying to see how to word this. You're very wanted around here, and I know that your ad, you were saying that you weren't going to spend any more money with us because of that experience, and I wanted to see if there's anything we could do to try to get you back in here. You're a valued customer.
It's okay. I can't tell. I just feel like that way when I was there.
Let me talk to him.
No, listen. I'm sorry. That's her. She's very upset. She wants to talk to you.
You can talk to me.
I would rather she not. She's got it. She's been in the sauce tonight.
I don't understand. I hear her yelling.
I know. She's been drinking, and I don't want to put her on the phone.
How did y'all even get my number?
Well, when you make an appointment with us, you leave a number.
No.
Yeah.
I did not make an appointment.
The best thing you can do for us is just give us a
hello?
No, I'm not going back there.
Is there a domestic violence situation going on? I'm unsure.
It sounds like you have a domestic violence situation going on. Your wife is yelling at you.
No, she's not angry at me. She's angry at you.
I don't care. She can be angry.
Man, stop talking to them like that.
No, why is she upset with me? I spent my money there. I'm a
sir, let me talk to her.
Look at how she's yelling and wanting to scream. Why are you screaming? I didn't do anything, sir. I didn't do anything, sir. I came there. I brought my daughters there for an experience. I could have taken them anywhere, but I went there for
Yeah, and I totally agree.
My kids were
I 100% agree with you.
That's man talk. Man talk.
You don't get your nails done. I take my daughter to get there. I brought a 3-year-old in. You all charge $25 to have a 3-year-old.
Yeah, see, at the most, that should have been $5.
No, it could have been more because it was gel. I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
it's not
but,
even
I mean,
about the money. It's the principle.
Yeah.
I asked for a breakdown. I asked for a breakdown of the charges. They didn't even want to give me a breakdown of the charges.
Right. And who did you deal with? Who did the work?
We had three different people assist us because I got a nail repair. I had three girls in there, and they each got their fingernails polished, and my oldest daughter got a pedicure.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm sitting here looking at the breakdowns. Give me just a second here. All right. Let me work the map out.
How did y'all get my number?
No, my wife had it inside of the rolls. I mean, I just pulled it up as a customer.
Did I give them any information?
I'm sorry. I'm concerned about what's going on in the background.
You're concerned about what?
I just hear a lot of yelling in a masculine tone. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, great. I thought I heard the phone hang up. So what I can do because of the issue is I have a $50 gift card that you can get at the counter. You don't have to. I don't need any information. Just when you come in next, it'll be at the counter in an envelope.
No, I'd rather not come there. I don't. That doesn't even sound good. It's okay. We had the experience. It's over. It's all right.
It's fine. No, okay. I understand. And if you change your mind, I will make notations in the ledger. So if you choose to redeem it at a later time and you change your mind, you could do that. But I do recommend that before you come in again, maybe you should pay your bills instead of wasting money on the nails.
I should pay my bills. What bills should I pay?
The rent bills, the food bills, the kid bills, the keeping your man happy bills. Ooh, somebody got fiery as fuck in the background. God damn.
What the fuck is this?
Hey, listen, it's just nails.
Okay, Aim.
You need a 9-volt battery for that smoke detector, honey.
I need a what?
You need a 9-volt battery for the smoke detector, honey. Fire is a real bad thing for houses.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, you know smoke detector, or are you stupid? You know smoke alarm? You know 9-volt battery that goes in, the little square battery. Put one in.
How the fuck did you get my number, and why the fuck are you telling me about a smoke detector?
Because I can hear it all the way out here in the parking lot.
What parking lot? I'm going to call the police.
Outside, on the street. I can hear that damn thing chirping. You're keeping me awake. I'm the man that lives in your bushes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I have a tent.
Hello?
Hello, trying to reach Rodney.
This is
he. Hey, how you doing? This is Hank. I'm calling over here at Target. Understand? Were you having issues with a Target gift card scam?
Yeah.
Okay. And when did this occur? And has it occurred more than once?
It happened a couple times.
A couple of times? Were they during any specific day of the week? Were they normally weekend calls? Were they afternoon, morning?
It was during the week, during the day.
During the day, during the week. Before 5, after 5?
Yes.
Well, no, it's... I'm trying to narrow it down, one or the other. Was it before 5 or after 5?
Not sure what time it was. Why does it matter?
Well, we were trying to narrow it down to which country by using time codes or, the Eastern codes, the savings codes, the savings codes.
Got you.
So
I'm pretty sure it was before 5.
Okay, yeah, the time zones. So what we're trying to do is figure out where they could be calling from. Do you shop at Target with us?
What?
Hello? No. Do you buy a gift card with us or no?
What are you doing, man?
Do you have to pay your phone bill right now? Do you have Target nearby?
Hey.
How did your accent change, sir?
Yo.
No. I have no accent.
Yo. Hello. Yo, who is this? Why are you calling my phone?
My name is Hank or Harold.
Yo, you call my phone again, we're going to have some problems, bro.
I'm a big important American.
Play with me if you want to.
No, I work at Target.
Play with me if you want to. If you want to be here tomorrow, play with me again.
I work at Target America. I slowly slipped into another fucking accent. The fuck with him. Welcome to Target gift card scams. How can I help you? Damn, they hung up. Oh shit! They're rapid firing now. Gift card scams. How can I help you?
Did you see on TikTok how people were adding?
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Mercedes. It's Big Hank calling from over here at Roadkill Steak and Burgers. We talked to your husband, David, or David. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. But he said that you guys would give us one more chance. I know we messed up your food the last couple of times you've been in here. But one more chance. That's all we're asking for. So if we can get you down here as soon as possible, we would greatly appreciate the opportunity to serve you. All right. Bye-bye, Mercedes. You have a good night.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Ron?
Okay.
Hey, I'm calling from over here at Quick Quack.
All right.
And I do want to let you know that I did Cecilia tell you that we spoke?
She told me earlier that you guys finally released her money and put it back in her account, but that was it.
For the car wash?
Yeah.
Yeah. We spoke with a couple of consigliaries, and they said that we have video of inside of the car wash where she was actually throwing stuff at her own windshield, so we're not responsible.
Throwing stuff at her own windshield?
Yes.
Can I see these videos? I want to see these videos.
Yeah, you can come in. I just don't understand why you would crack her and do stuff to your own car unless it's insurance scams.
No, I really want to see this because this is really entertaining to me.
Why would it be entertaining? You know what happened.
No, I want to see the video of her throwing something at her windshield.
Okay. I mean, I'll be more than happy to provide that to you. It's going to come out in court anyway.
Okay. Say again?
It's going to come out in court anyway.
Oh, it's going to come out in court. Okay, great.
Yeah, I just don't know what would possess her to defecate on the hood in broad daylight. Seems like somebody really sick.
Oh, yeah. Defecate on her hood. Yes, I see. That's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
Then she probably grabbed your face and shoved it in it, didn't she, little bitch?
Oh, no. I don't let women touch me because they're disgusting creatures.
Oh, yeah. I guess you don't, huh? It sounds like you don't.
Ron, let's settle down now and let's talk about how you're going to compensate us.
No. You're the one that's coming at me wrong, homie. So let me find
you. I'm not your homie, cuzzo.
Wow. All right, man.
You got a fucking attitude problem.
You're my fucking problem, partner.
You got an attitude problem and a defeatist attitude.
Don't call up to me being a fucking telephone tough guy, partner. Come talk that shit to my face.
I was offering to show you evidence of what happened, and you started being a motherfucker.
But you said she's defecating on her hood, bitch. How is that evidence? Oh, she's throwing things at her
windshield. The video is the evidence.
Okay.
You stupid fucker.
Okay, I want to see it.
Stupid motherfucker.
Okay, I got you, man. Say your name again. What's your name?
My name is Hank, and I'm over here at the Quick Quack. I'm here Monday through Friday, motherfucker.
All right, which Quick Quack, nigga?
Hey, now that's where I draw the line. You don't start using language like that.
Which Quick Quack, motherfucker? Which Quick Quack?
I mean, are we really going to play these games? You know which Quick Quack.
Yeah, we are. Tell me.
What? No, wait.
The same one with your boy, your little fucking boy, Alfonso, Alfredo, whatever the fuck, Alfredo.
Hey, that's racist.
That same one?
That's racist.
I don't give a fuck what you think it is.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
What do you mean you don't give a, you don't give an F? Hello?
Yeah, I don't give an F.
Why do you give no Fs?
Does that make you feel better?
No, it doesn't.
Does that give you a little bit better?
No, it doesn't, because you're a racist. You're not a hand racist.
I'm racist. Yeah, I'm racist. Yeah.
Do you understand the things that you said?
That's the best you got. That's the best you got. You said that. You say she's throwing shit on her at her windshield and she's shitting on her hood, and you say I'm racist. You're an ignorant motherfucker.
Hey! I'm very educated. I got a fucking degree. You got a fucking degree?
Yeah, I do. And I guarantee you I make fucking four times as much money as you do. What the fuck does it matter? What do you have a degree in?
Hey.
Cocksucking? That's what it sounds like to me.
Guess what? You're on the radio with Quick and Shit, and you've just been phone jacked, motherfucker. Woo!
No.
Ricky put you up for this.
Ricky who?
Ricky, they don't give his last name. Just Ricky sent your information, and he's like, oh, he'll get pissed. He'll get pissed.
You mean Ricardo?
Yeah, I'm going to get pissed. Yeah, because I just dealt with some quick bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. He said that you were angry, and you're probably going to jail, because Ricardo, he set you up.
And I'm going to jail. Okay, how am I going to jail?
I don't know, because you just got bone jacked.
98.6.
How do you feel knowing that you've just been bone jacked?
How do I feel?
Yeah, knowing you just got bone jacked.
I got bone jacked. Yeah, okay, you jacked my bone.
Yeah, can we use that for the promo?
Yeah, please do.
I will.
Let's say, hey, every on the fives, you jacked my bone. 98.6. That ain't even an FM station, homie. Why you be bullshitting, man?
What, your radio, your dial doesn't go to 98.6? What do you got? One of those little Teslas?
This AM?
What do you got? A Tesla? You got one of them Teslas?
Yeah, I got a Tesla, homie.
That's a shame you don't go to 98.6, because that's where all the best radio stations go.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We're not on the radio, and you just got played, motherfucker. We're still over here at the Quick Quack.
I bet you are. All right. You're there right now. I'm headed right there right now.
We don't fuck around. We don't fuck around.
You're at the Quick Quack right now.
Your girl shit. She took a big shit on the hood.
Well, she was trying to draw a picture of your face, motherfucker. That's the best she could come up with.
You got a dirty woman. You got a dirty woman who doesn't wash.
That's fine. That's the way I like
Cecilia,
you.
Cecilia doesn't wash.
Ha, ha, ha.
Cecilia's dirty. She's got dirty hands, and she's got a big clit like a man. Like a man showing his dick.
Wow, dude. I've never seen a man with a clit. But I guess, coming from you, I guess... You probably have seen a few, huh?
I told you I have a degree. I went to DeVry University, motherfucker.
You went to DeVry University? Yeah, it sounds like it.
Hey, listen. I'll swing a mop for a couple of years. You know, I'll wash some floors. But, you know, I get to my degree. I get it. I'm not in debt. I can go right into my career. Shut up. Don't even come over here, motherfucker.
No, I'm coming over there right now.
You're banned from the property.
When did I get banned?
Well, Cecilia's banned. And we issued a tandem ban on both of you.
A tandem ban.
Yeah.
Is that like what you and Alfredo do when you do your docking shit? When you guys are docked together?
So what's with the homophobia? What's your matter? What your
name?
No,
I'm just asking. I mean, you're bringing it up there.
No, tandem jumping is a technique when you jump.
This part of your Joshua tree?
No, I'm not religious. I'm not religious at all. So are you done? Stay away from the Quick Quacks.
No, I'm not going to say, I'm going to the Quick Quack right now.
No, you're not.
So I hope you're there.
No, I'm not there.
Then why would you tell me you're there?
I didn't tell you I was here. Listen, you come over to the Quick Quack, and you're going to go behind the jail steps, all right? You're going to go down the jail steps, and you're going to get put in the fucking cell.
Oh, I'm scared now.
No, you sound like the guy would be right at home in the cells. You'd be like the new Jared from Subway. You'd be the white bread, and you'd be getting all that dark meat from the back, and you'd have like a little sandwich, a little bit of lettuce in your mouth.
Well, and you said I'm racist?
I didn't say. Wow, what did I say that was racist right there?
you're pretty fucking homophobic, if you ask me.
That's not homophobic either.
I mean, what kind of gay shit? What kind of shit are you into? You talk about Jared molesting children and shit. Are you a map? Are you a map? Is that that's what they call your kind now? Map, right? Because you're not a pedophile. You're a map, right?
Are we deflecting again?
Oh, there it is. This is what you got. This is what you got.
Are you deflecting again? Tell your boyfriend to be quiet. Yeah. Tell him you can handle your own shit. Put on your big boy pants. Pull them up.
Oh, this is so good. This must be you and fucking Alfredo right before the sauce comes out, huh?
What are you talking about?
You and Alfredo. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I don't understand what's with the anti-gay rhetoric. Everybody should be an ally and with the rainbow.
There's no room for the rainbow when you're all up underneath it, man.
Why is that? Yeah, are you going on? Are you going on and on again? You going again?
I'm waiting for you to finish there, partner. You want me to walk you through it? You're fucking jacking your dick. I mean, you want me to help you walk you through it?
I hope somebody chloroforms you with a rainbow flag.
Now, listen here. You said your name, Hank, right? Hank the Crank. That's what your name is? The big joker guy. That's your name, Hank? Right? That's you?
Yeah.
It's the 3-3-2-3. That's you, Hank the Crank?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Yeah, that's you. Okay. Hi, Hank the Crank. That's you, right?
No, we got a call from this number, too. I was calling it back.
What are you talking about? To say Hank the Crank no more? You put me on somebody else's on the phone now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I got a call from this number, too, talking about this guy was Hank, so I'm calling it back to see what that call was about.
Okay, well, I've been on this call for 11 minutes, partner, so I don't think anybody just called you.
It was at 11:03 when this call happened. And I was talking to my family about it, and I'm calling back now.
Okay.
What did, if you don't mind me asking, what was the call? What did Hank say to you in the call?
Hank has an infatuation with shitting on people's cars. So he's jacking his dick and from the Quick Quack. So I'm going to the Quick Quack to find him.
What does that mean?
Exactly. You have to ask him. He's right behind you, man. He's probably licking your asshole right now. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for this. Really? That's where this is going?
That wasn't you?
I hope you were. No, it wasn't me, man. It's your boy Hank, man. Hank the Crank playing little phone games. He's telephone tough guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that's not me.
Okay. Well, whoever it is, it's Hank the Crank. Right. Who are you then? Who are you?
Oh, I'm not giving you my name, but my name is not Hank. I'm talking to you while that's happening, so you know that's not me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking to you while it's happening, too, so you know it's not me. So whatever the case may be.
Wait a minute, who is this? I just got a phone call and somebody's playing jokes.
Oh, here's Hank the Crank is called back. This is back on the line. Thank you, Hank. Come on, man.
Good morning, Julia. It's me, Joe.
Hello.
Hank, are you there?
I'm still here, man. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for all this to get done.
Where'd you say you were going again?
Hello.
Who's that?
Hello.
Hello?
My name is Savannah.
Great. Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, Savannah. Yeah. Well, where's Hank at?
Savannah, did you get a call from Hank?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
This is so entertaining. Hey. Oh, who's this guy? Yeah, who's this?
Hey, where's Hank?
We're trying to find Hank too, man. What you doing?
Oh. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, quit calling my damn number. I'm telling you what.
Hey, you're the ones who called us. We don't know what the hell's going on here, man.
Let me know shit. I know it was you. You call my number again, motherfucker. I'm going to come over there, and you're going to find out what fucking Hank's about. Talking Hank shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, tough guy.
Telephone fucking tough guy, man. That's all you guys are.
Telephone
fucking tough guy.
Come on over here and see me on the real, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. On the real. Okay, on the real.
Yeah, playing phone games over here. Let me find out again, motherfucker. Wasting my time. Well, who you been? Who's this bitch?
Hey, listen, you sound aggressive. I'll stop calling now. I'm sorry. I don't want to cross you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Apologize.
Hank, what are you doing, bro?
I got a new Apple iPhone and I'm trying to do stuff with it.
You got a what?
I don't know how to get off of this line. I have an Apple iPhone.
You got to keep calling.
It's not
calling.
About a line. Uh-huh. Why are you calling a bunch of people asking weird questions?
Because I didn't get to go to prom tonight.
Well, you shouldn't wear them freaking crazy shoes you went on, like damn Jordan shoes and shit. Calling around here asking for them freak shoes. Taking on down there by your gay club there. What the hell's wrong with you, buddy?
Listen, my parents just don't understand me, and I wanted to make some friends.
Hey, well, you know, you need to get better parents or something. Grow up, kid.
Myself.
I do women's voices and I try to seduce men.
That's the only thing you do as a woman.
Do you like mm-hmm. do you like how I do this? Watch, I'm gonna do this voice for you.
My name is Savannah.
Would that turn you on if I did that voice?
Huh.
Hey, you a grown man doing this kind of stuff, bro. That's weird.
I dress provocatively. I dress in don't let a summer dress get you knocked up.
Are you, so you're one of them Transylvanians then on TV and
don't
shit.
Don't say
I've
that.
Been hearing.
Don't say that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But hey, you know, yeah, quit calling the fucking number all the time.
Why
I ain't got no freaks.
Jim Corn and put jumper cables on my nipples.
Wow, Hank, man, your mom don't know you're out and about, huh?
I'm in my bedroom.
In your mom's basement?
No, I'm in my bedroom. I live in a white middle class suburban, a nice house. It's a ranch style house.
Where at? What state?
No, I'm not gonna tell you that. I don't want you to come hurt me.
Your phone number says California.
Yeah, I bought that number. I bought it when an Apple burner phone.
So where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
So you staying all the way in Florida?
Yeah. I stayed like 2.5 miles from Governor DeSantis' mansion.
No wonder there's something wrong with this shit.
Governor DeSantis is going to run this country in 2 short years. I'm going to vote for him when I'm old enough.
Wow, dude, you have fucking issues, man.
Shut up. I can't say shut up too. I can't say shut up too loud.
And then you act like a straight up bitch.
Shut up.
No, you shut up, bitch. Why you act like a fucking telephone tough guy, you little bitch?
Shut up.
Hank, where are you getting our phone numbers from?
I'm gonna take some Pedialyte.
Hey, one of these boys want to slap you up if I don't get a hold of you. You better cut your shit.
Come near me, I'll cough. Come near me, I'll cough. I'll cough on you and give you the itis. I'll give you the itis.
Hank, where are you getting our phone numbers from?
The internets.
Where at on the internet?
Facebook and Google. YouTube, white pages, yellow pages,
so
green pages.
To me what this is about.
I'm lonely. I didn't get to prom.
No, why don't you be fucking real, you little bitch? Why don't you be fucking real?
Shut up. I don't like confrontation.
Why don't you shut up, bitch?
I don't like confrontation. Don't call me bitch. Don't call me bitch. I don't like confrontation.
Why is that going to turn you on?
Put your mommy on the phone.
My mom's out with Uncle Jack.
Well, we'll talk to her. We'll get your ass straightened out.
No. They're out at the Alano Club. They're going to be out until at least midnight, 1:30.
Come on, where's your more shit? Come on, man.
I don't want to talk shit. Listen, my mom left some cooking wine out, some sherry cooking wine. I had a few sips while she was gone, and I bet you did. I bet you sucked that
bottle straight up your fucking ass.
No,
didn't you?
I wouldn't do this sober. It's the alcohol.
So why don't you tell me where you're at, you little bitch?
I'm in my bedroom.
You a fucking fake punk ass bitch, dude.
Don't call me that.
Why don't you fucking man up and just be fucking real, bitch?
I have self esteem issues. Stop it.
I don't give a fuck what you fucking have. Why don't you fucking man up? Fucking tell us your real fucking name. Tell us where the fuck you at. Tell me where the fuck you at, cause I'm gonna come fuck you up, punk.
No, don't.
That's what I'm
underage.
Right now.
I'm underage.
Fucking waste my motherfucking time.
No,
fuck you.
If you touch me, you'll go to jail.
Don't sing it, bring it, bitch. You think I'm fucking scared? You think I'm scared of your bitch ass?
I saw on the internet one time when I say, don't talk about it,
please.
Be about it. Ah, I got you.
Give up, boy.
You fucking punk ass motherfucker, call me up with some bullshit.
Shut up, you dude.
Fucking be real.
Why don't you be motherfucking real?
Shut up. Man, you shut up, bitch. Why don't you be motherfucking real?
Shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, see, I got you.
That's all you got?
Yeah, watch. See,
that's
watch
all
this.
You got?
Shut
that's
up.
All you got?
Shut up.
That's
see,
all
I
you
got?
Got?
You.
That's all
I
you got,
you.
Really?
Shut up.
Oh, I'm rubber, you're glue. It sticks off me, bounces and sticks to you. Come on with your gay shit, man. Be a fucking man, dude.
Hey, watch this.
Be a fucking man.
Watch this. Watch me spit some shit.
Watch this.
Yeah, no. Listen, this is going to be
watch
good.
Hold on, hang on. This is going to be a good one.
This is going to be a good one. Hold on.
Everybody quiet down. This is going to be a good one. Hank coming with some real shit right now. Hold on, everybody. Sit down. Grab your popcorn. Hold on to your chair. Strap in. Listen to Hank go. Go, Hank.
Hang on. This is going to be good.
Get him, Hank.
This is going to be good. Shut up.
Come on, Hank.
Shut up.
Come on, Hank.
See that? Shut up.
Come on.
Shut up.
Come on, Hank. That's the best you got.
Watch this.
Come on, man.
Shut up.
Hey. What did your daddy tell you when he was fucking you in the ass? Come on, give me something.
He told me shut up.
Give me something. That's the best you got, really? Shut up?
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Come on, man.
Listen, I just started doing this. I'm an amateur. Shut up.
You're a bitch is what you are.
Hey, listen, shut up.
Oh, shut up. That's all you got, man?
No, listen. Shut up.
No. Why don't you be fucking for real? Man up. Tell me who the fuck you are, where you got my fucking number from, and be fucking real, partner.
Hang on. I think I got Danny Trejo's number.
I got Danny Trejo's number from Desperado.
Hang on. No, don't fuck this up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm calling him right now. Shut up. If it's Danny Trejo, you owe me a dollar.
Yeah, okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 3-0-5-2-9-7-6.
Oh, I accidentally got one of the other. I got the other guy. I disconnected him. Is this the stupid one or the other one that's still here? Oh, it's the phone. It's the perfect
one. Why don't you fucking tell me? Why don't you fucking tell me, homie? You don't want to fucking call me?
Hey, shut up.
Is that really all you're going to fucking tell me?
I got you so good. I told you to shut up.
Come on, man. That's the best you fucking got.
I told you so good.
I told you, motherfucker. Go find you.
I got him good. I got him so good.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Is this Mr. Trejo? Hello. Oh, there's Danny Trejo and that motherfucker fucked that up. I'll kill him. I swear to God, I will drown him at the fucking Quick Quack.